materials tab in the Aravut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions may be aired. Approaching the Creator through the network of connection between us. Rav, please.
When we think about the words of Kabbalists as they address us and recommend for us to assemble into small groups in order to be able to address the Creator and merit the Creator caring for us, as of course he cared for us even before that, but nothing happened, but only through his care. But when we address him and he begins to answer our deficiency, which we raise, that's already a different thing. That brings us closer to a mutual connection for each of us and all of us together in all our small groups. All of us uniting in order to turn to the Creator, and we want the Creator to turn back to us, and it should be felt in us, and will work on us in such a way that the desire of the ten will be like the desire of the Creator. And for us to appeal through each group to the Creator, and the Creator will also turn to us, and in such a way we will come to a connection with the Creator, and this will come from the connection between us. What happens first? So certainly first we need to unite, assemble, and connect according to the rule, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. So if we want to attain something, it's only out of the connection, the form of connection, the power of the connection between us. And to that extent, we can already come to the same form and intensity of connection and revelation of the Creator. Therefore, I need to connect to my friends, to all the participants in my ten, in such a manner that I need them. And it's not that they need me, but I need them. I am searching how I can invest myself more and more in them, because to the extent of my investment in them, in the ten, it is according to that measure that I can express my inclination towards the Creator, and to the extent in which I feel that I owe them, that I owe the ten, I eventually will discover my deficiency for the Creator. And here, there are many forms of connection, of demand from a person towards his ten. As actually, I need to see in the group an opportunity to bestow to the Creator. How, as precious as they are to me, that's how precious the Creator is to me. As close as they are to me, that's how close the Creator is to me. And more and more, meaning all my measurements towards the Creator are not towards the Creator, but rather only towards the group. Towards the Creator, I have no possibility of measuring. He doesn't exist outside the group. The Creator is always called the inclusive, the incorporative, meaning all together, the sum. Hence, I need to constantly translate my attitude towards the Creator to my attitude towards the group. And even more than that. Whereas, all together, as much as I, in what way, in what power, in what manner, I relate to the group, that's exactly the attitude, manner, and form of my attitude towards the Creator. As it's written, behind every friend, the Creator stands. Therefore, we need to be thankful to for this means, this group that truly connects each of us as we are connected through it.
Sorry.
Each of us is connected to the Creator. Otherwise, we would have no possibility. The group cannot exist without the Creator, without the force that unites and connects and sustains it. And also we, the creatures, could not, and also connect, and also the Creator, the concept, Bore, the Creator, does not exist. Only by the group we discover him, we arrange him, we build him. We even make, it's written. You made me, says the Creator. Therefore, imagine to yourselves how the attitude to the group, which is, let's say the group is like that which reveals the upper force, discloses the upper force towards the creatures. But there's even more than that outside of us, which does not belong to us. This special thing, this special, very special, wonderful result within our connection, which we make the Creator. It's not towards us, but something that emerges from outside of our framework towards Him, which is called contentment that we bring Him. And this is something that we're yet to scrutinize. Therefore, as people gather into the ten, they perform a very special action, a very exalted action, which is as the ending of everything that the Creator did. And from the group and onwards, the work begins to be where that which the created beings do from below upwards towards Him. Therefore, everything starts and everything ends in the ten. And without the ten, we cannot depict spirituality, the spiritual world, spiritual essence, but rather what is revealed is always revealed only in the connection between us, to the extent in which it appears to us as corporeal and regular and even childish and other kind of ways that we can't accept it with our desires. But in truth, the connection between us all and the annulment of a person, of each and every one, towards his ten, and then towards all of humanity, towards all the souls, this annulment, this connection, is actually what raises us in understanding, in attaining, in dvikut, in an adhesion, and in all the corrections until the end of correction. Whereas the end of correction is simply considered that we all connect together as one man in one heart, each with everyone. And this is how we reach one man. And the image of one man is the end of our corrections. And after that, after we correct ourselves to one man, then we are yet to see what the Creator prepared for us. Because all together, through that, we just complete the correction that He prepared for us. This corruption, this shattering, this disbursement, distancing. And we are yet to reveal and reveal. Reveal many more things that we need. The main thing we need is for each of us in understanding and feeling in attainment in all that's possible. Emerges outside of one person, oneself, in the direction of the group, rises above oneself, one's personal eye, towards connection. The more then as much as possible, entering connection. So much so that he doesn't feel himself as existing on himself, on his own, and that his main essence, main efforts are in annulment, incorporating, in diluting himself within the group, such that he replaces gradually, slowly, slowly, degree after degree, by which we measure the degrees, the extent in which a person replaces his mind and his heart from individual to general. And this transition is called that he's raising himself to the degrees above reason, which is how he ascends and rises above. So let us enter into the atmosphere of the convention. We will go through the lessons of the convention, and then we will have a break until the convention itself. Let's try. Everything is ahead of us, before us. And the main thing is for us to try and each commit towards the others, that we're not letting go of this topic. We're rising above ourselves, above ourselves. And this is what will accompany us throughout these days. This is exactly good for the beginning of the new. There's a difference. Physical connection and virtual connection is actually the same connection. It needs to be emotional. But in the emotions and the feeling, that could be individual. It could be that a person, as much as one is connected to others, as much as one prepared himself. Therefore, certainly there are differences. Other than that, when you sit together, it could be, I mean, physically, then there could be a feeling of more connection in such a state. It could be that it's a falsehood. It only appears that way from the outside as we're sitting in one place. And in a real way, we might be distant from one another. It's written even about the students of Rabbi Shimon, where they would gather physically. But it's written that at the beginning of the lesson, they wanted to kill one another to such extent that their ego was disclosed and ready for corrections. And of course, against that, after the lesson, where they gave their forces to connection towards annulment, each towards the society in order to reveal the Creator and the connection between them. So, at the end of the lesson, they reached already a result that was opposite that state that they had in the entry to the lesson. That's it. So that's how we need to try between us.
Needs to occur so that I stop feeling myself.
The close, desirable state is where I don't feel myself, but rather I feel myself incorporated in the ten in a manner that I simply nullify there, where as if I am not there, and only the ten exists. And of course I'm in it. Certainly I'm in it. I can't feel something if I won't be. But actually I feel the ten. That's the kli, that's everything. Meaning, when I'm in them, when I fill them, and as they are that kli, the place that I'm in, that I'm at. And I want from this place to feel the extent in which I care for them, as much as I nullify myself towards them, and to that extent, as much as I am close to them, and them to me, and in the attainment of this connection, I address the Creator. Address the Creator. And feel how the Creator in return relates to the entire group as one, and also me after all the group, as I'm holding on to it as much as I'm capable, to the extent in which I'm capable, accordingly, I also feel that the Creator is caring for us. To us, and then we develop. Actually, what did I want to say? That we're starting to learn about the upcoming convention, where each of us needs to be interested personally, standing on both feet, and understanding, one needs to understand, and to think, to study that without coming closer to the ten and feeling the ten as the only main mean, then certainly the creator's force will be revealed in him, but not in the ten. So a person needs to see it this way, that I need the ten. In the ten, I come to the Creator. To the extent in which I nullify, to the extent in which I connect, to the extent in which I need and help them, to the extent in which they help me. In short, all the work is actually work inside the ten. And the main thing is to not leave this and to constantly, all the time, strengthen it. We are still in such processes that also the whole world will follow us after that. And you will see it's not that far. People that are operated by the upper light, the influence of the upper light upon their egoic desires, will do everything that the light will want. That's why, if the creators would want, if God willing, between us.
In this connection between us before the lesson, what should we put the emphasis on to take advantage of this time optimally?
as I can't without them, that I cannot without them. Do you understand? That's how it is. When I used to study with Rabash, I didn't even know anything and didn't understand anything. And I didn't even have the desire, the yearning. There were times, there were very different times throughout the years. And we learned every day something, somewhat. During the time that we're traveling or returning on our daily stroll, or we would study in the park, I would take books. Or when we come back home, we would sit at home. Sometimes it would be raining, so we remained at home. And there were those hours that we would sit there. I was at least 4 hours, except for the lesson, every day with him. So he would study. I would sit like that as much as I could understand, as much as I could hear. But he would learn. And I felt it. And he also explained that he must have someone, as we're learning, in friendship, in a group. And the chivruta, the group, means at least a connection between two. Well, what can I be connected to him with? It's like a baby. That in a relatively passive way, doesn't understand or feel, but kind of is there. But that's also important. That the person who wants to nullify before the environment participates. So he is as someone who's ailing, someone who's sleeping, even practically, actually sleeping. But as long as he understands that this is his form of participation, his maximal degree of participation that he's capable at the time being. And that's why, that's how he is. That's where he is. And therefore, it's not the wise that learns, but one that as much as possible participates in ascribing himself to the friends, or even to one friend. And about that, we should never forget. The convention is called a place where we convene, we enter, as we want to benefit specifically from our convening. And it's very difficult to accept, to receive. We don't agree with this. Always when we're at home or in some place, we're constantly thinking, what am I? What about me? And only sometimes after that we think about what's with the group. And then, after that, what's with the world kli? And that's a problem. Meaning it's not a problem, it's correct that this is how we, in such a way, feel the kli. But the truth is that we need to each time aim ourselves towards connection between us to the Creator. And the Creator is in the middle of the connection, and without a choice, we must, through the connection between us, come close between us to such an extent that we will feel Him.
When I asked you what to focus on, Rav, before you said that I can't do without the friends. So in this gathering that we started before the lesson, should we always start with how important the friends are?
I don't know. I'll tell you according to my feeling. When I come from my room, to the place that I'm sitting now and teaching, I feel different. I feel different. I look at you. I have a big screen. And I see you. And this sight, this vision gives something nevertheless. We're people after all. We need to be impressed by all our five corporeal senses and from the hearts to continue and extendly put together these five spiritual qualities in love, connection, unity. But it's not that I'm looking at your face and feel like I love you. Certainly, this is not what we're talking about. But I feel that without this force that is now before me, without one's intention to the Creator, one's inclination towards the Creator, even somewhat from each of us. But it's the force. It's truly a place for us to enter and be. It's like being on a boat, like Bala Sulam writes in the Arvut article, where we must be that way. And each that doesn't give such forces, it's as if he's drilling a hole in the ship's wall. And therefore, when I come here, even though it happened prior to that, and here there are all kinds of materials, and I awaken and come and rise, then certainly, but nevertheless, when I enter and see you, it gives me immense powers. And then, from that feeling, I can start a completely different lesson. On which combination of them, what merging. But we need to nevertheless try these rules that Kabbalists give us. We need to try and implement them and adopt them and use them as much as possible. And take examples from friends as well, to the extent in which one will help his friend, as much as there are examples from friends, as much as they can, in revelation, help one another, help, hug, sing. We love such people, even though maybe we ourselves are not like that. So we need to thank them. We need such kind of people. Because the more and more we advance in spirituality, then to the extent in which we appreciate the ability in a person to break out, to hug everyone and move and drive everyone, but it becomes hard for others. Harder and harder. I am not successful at that. And that's how I was altogether in my entire life.
Beseder.
Здравствуйте, Рав, Мировой Кли. Подскажите, где находится этот переход?
Hello, Rav, hello, World Kli. Where is this transition from me to we, and where is the necessity to join those parts to yourself?
The transition from I, the transition to we, is dependent on the upper light, just like he cut each and every one of us from the general desire of Adam HaRishon. So, in such a way, he connects us in return, on the way back. Because the corrections are always from the lighter to the heavier. More and more, as usual. As we learn also things in our world, we ourselves build and do something from the light to the heavy, from the easy to the hard. That's why, that's how we need to collect ourselves. The main collection that we need to do is call 10. And in the 10, we assemble and begin to reach a connection between us, then in the connection we will start to discover phenomena of unity. And the attainment of the unity between friends is already the attainment of the Creator. Attainment of the Creator. The force that created us as one. And then I have created the evil inclination, meaning He put inside of us the ego, which shattered us in all the different directions, in all the different ways, and when we invite Him in return, He collects us and connects us. And according to the corrections, from the light to the heavy, just like we understand, it works gradually, logically, in the right direction. Meaning our work is only in connection. And in the connection where we start to feel, we will start to feel and attain the work of the Creator. The way He connects, what He does, how He spins each of us in order to adapt my part to your part, His part to ours, and so on. Meaning, through this, we, our flesh, upon our mind, upon our desire, we will see how He collects, brings, and connects us together in a way that we will start to understand Him. That's called from your deeds, from that which the Creator does, we get to know you. You'll start to get to know Him. You'll recognize Him. You'll get to know His general heart, His general mind. The main thing is that special quality called unity, the attainment of unification. And that is through us seeing on ourselves the extent in which He connects between us. But this is all according to our inclination, according to our coveting for this. And here there are many things that we need to do on our own, even though we don't want. But as if, through as if, we don't draw light, but surrounding light. Because the desire itself we don't have. But as if we're engaged in this, in connection. And then the surrounding light begins to cross this barrier of from lishma to lo lishma. From lo to lishma, I'm sorry. Moving from the spiritual to the corporeal. Then we can skip over this boundary, this barrier, and draw the reforming light, and it starts to connect us. That's how it works. We need to feel this in ourselves and to do it.
Want to add to the discussion.
There are several reasons or causes for the question. It could be that a student asks because he truly doesn't understand. It could be that he doesn't understand that he doesn't understand, and that's why he asks. It could be that he wants to be or to show himself before others and is not even aware of it. It could be that he's aware of it and he does so. It could be that he wants attention from the teacher. And therefore he's asking. And it's not important here the question or the answer, but just you could see this in the relations and the attitude that one gets. You could see this with kids. The main thing a kid wants is for you to look at him. He's pulling you in all the time like that. But what does he want? He wants that feeling of closeness. The feeling of security. Some form of emotional fulfillment feeling. Could be also intellectual, but it's mostly emotional. But the most respectable is if we ask a question, not because we want to know, but rather that through this we want to connect everyone. Where the question is built in such a way that it obligates the question, and also in such a way that this connects the whole kli. This is where the most important result comes from, which is the general connection of the kli. And by, how does it happen? By some friend of ours that asked. So if a person thinks about that, then really, thanks to his question, he operates in the most beneficial way upon everyone and upon himself. We need to get into the convention, what, in about 10 days, more or less?
And
next weekend. That's, yes. So, I think that we need to prepare for this. We need to prepare for this. We need to come to a state in which we are all drawn to it. We're all awaiting it. We're expecting it. The material is sharp. We don't need to know the material. We need to unite above the material in the matter in order to know the spirituality in him. That's why it's written, it's not the wise that learns. Anyone can read. We want, through the connection between us, to get to those excerpts, verses, sentences to be felt in our common kli. Then we will feel the spirituality in it. Why is the wisdom of Kabbalah called the wisdom of concealment? Because the Kabbalists that write put into the, or between the words, the spiritual revelation, that same revelation of this spiritual force we need, and not the letters. That's why we need to prepare ourselves.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
Good morning, World Kli. So, Rav, as like we talked, we have 10 days ahead of us for the Congress, and I'm curious, what do you expect as the result of the Congress? What should we achieve as a result of the Congress? What should be our aim?
I want to look at the screens, and before me I see, instead of these faces, I want to see a feeling, a heart of each and every one, as much as they are prepared to absorb inside all the other hearts. Oh, here, like we see now, this picture. More and more and more, until from all this picture, these, from digital to analog, that it'll all be one, to such an extent that we're all connected. Instead of a lot of pixels, I want to see no pixels. Even more than that. But we understand, that's what I want. If you ask me what the result of the Congress should be, is that each one acquires throughout the Congress the general common heart. And in that common heart, you can receive a new world, a spiritual world.
Thank you, Rav. About the state of connection in the 10. How to examine to measure our state of connection in the 10, and can each friend measure it in his feeling?
You cannot measure, or, well, you can examine, but it's also not going to give you anything. We simply need to be maximally, as much as possible, or even more somewhat, to be connected. I need to demand even more and even more. That's it. There's no measurements in this. We're in the will to receive, and we can work with it in cutting it to cubes and let every square a number and the forces and heaviness, etc., etc. We can't yet. We're simply working according to what we have in a maximal way, as much as possible. That's it. As much as possible.
If a friend feels that a certain situation state, does he need to express it, or he needs to kind of disregard what he feels?
It's not important what state I feel, personally. Altogether, I don't take that into consideration. I come to the lesson, I have such states, and the Creator arranges. Don't rely on him. He knows how to confuse, and he knows how to do it in a way that is wondrous.
Yes?
There is no one that is more suitable to this. Really. The way he confuses us and the way that they come to the lesson, and you can start to hear with force and to enter into the friends and to want to be in their feeling and their words that they say, I don't see them as words that I heard yesterday. Because today, each and every one is different. And therefore, I want to hear them from the same person, from the difference that he has from today to yesterday. And then I become a new person each time, new awakening, new alertness, and this is what I seek, the innovations.
So the question was, what do you expect of the women toward the convention?
That's clear. Expect the women to give us forces. It's most of our audience that they'll give forces of connection, that without them we won't be able to succeed. That's also, it must be clear. It's 70% of our people. That's what I think.
So
70% of our mass that is with a desire for spiritual development and a bit also in spiritual development, if they will want it to happen and give it their other forces, that each one will be able to relinquish their ego in order to reach the general connection, the force of the woman is the strongest force there is. It comes against the Malchut. Man is the first nine within the Malchut, and the woman is the Malchut in the Malchut. So then we really, for sure, will succeed in all our duties. Next.
Question from Petach Tikva. How is this convention different than other conventions? What opportunities do we have here?
I think we've advanced in understanding and feeling. We've advanced by understanding that everything is attained in the connection between us, and that each and every one, to the extent that he annuls himself before his ten, that's called his part, his sacrifice. Sacrifice comes from the word korban, getting closer. By a person sacrificing himself, he's actually coming closer, closer to spirituality, to that place where the Creator is. The groups are all there, connected, in their final connection in Gmar Tikkun, and the Creator is in them in wholeness. Nothing changes. There's nothing new, just towards us. And it all depends as much as we advance ourselves towards that final form which already exists. So let's make an effort and suit ourselves, adapt ourselves to that corrected form. That's what I'm expecting of you. That's why, in order to extract out of me, take out of me a bit more something, stories about Kabbalah, about working the Creator, the work of man, so they want to have a Congress in Russian. But at least there's another language that I can speak with, and from that also maybe to get something out of it. And I'm not against it because I want to be open to everybody. If through this, so through this, but more than this, I don't have any more languages at all. So we'll see. We used to have congresses in Russian, right, Owen?
Once a year.
Oh, once a year we used to do it? Okay.
Internet. From Petah Tikva. A few days ago you mentioned the importance of connection between Russian-speaking women. How can all the women in the world help in this regard?
I don't know. Ask, speak, discuss it between you. I don't know exactly what's happening with the women, between the women, but it's very important. It's very important. The women's group, the Russian-speaking Russian women, are a very, or they're the biggest part of us. That's why it's worth also being connected to them more and to try and make a connection. I don't know, I'm not dealing with it, but it's important. I get a lot of letters from them, even though I don't have the forces to answer them all. But I see their livelihood. They're always in some connections and writing and so on. That's why I really respect it. There's no place for holding in. On the other hand, there's a place for developing, for opening the heart. Every woman towards other women.
PT-17 is asking, what's the ideal state that we should come to the convention as a 10, the most prepared state to correct the ego, or wholeness and perfection in the 10?
One doesn't cancel the other. We need to come with the biggest deficiency and revealing our ego in the greatest way, with the greatest coarseness, and the desire to use our ego only for connection and bestowing through the friends to the Creator, the greatest that can be. All these things have to be in the maximum level. Nothing disappears. Every phenomena the Creator created and the created beings has a place, and it can be used correctly. We don't need to look at any phenomena, even the worst in people, that we want to erase it. No, but only correct. Correct the way we use it. That's it. Yeah.
Unity 3 is asking, do we feel the 10 as something common, or do we feel each friend in it as ourselves? How does it come together that this, how is it that the Creator is behind every friend? How does that coincide with the fact that he's in the center of the 10?
In order to attain the Creator, we need to attain the force beyond the desire. And we also need, in order to know this force, we need to relinquish our ego and to enter the force of bestowal, meaning to connect to the friend. So it turns out that I annul myself and I connect to a friend. I come to the Creator standing beyond the friend. Clear. There's the force of restriction on myself. There's the force of connection to the friend. And then I already come to a state that we can be in contact with the Creator beyond the friend. That's how we need to see the state for now. Afterwards, we'll see the system more complex.
Yep. Moscow 5. How can we be in an ever-growing connection? What determines acceleration?
Only the connection between us. And as much as the friends don't seem... Well, I feel a rejection from them. The Creator wants to show this to me as much as I'm in my will to receive, in my ego, and can't correct it. So there specifically, I have to invest more forces. So we are already in states where we need to skip over. Well, not skip over, but not take the rejection into account. The contrary, we have to approach such a way of connection that it'll be above the rejection. Meaning that we'll use the resistance and purify it. The resistance. And then in the part that was the most coarse, the hatred was the greatest. Now we have worked on it, and I, let's say, instead of resistance, I made a connection, and I came closer to the friends. So in this place where the coarseness was, it remains. But above it, I make a restriction, screen, reflected light, supposedly, and then I reveal, or at least I came closer to the Creator by that.
Moscow 4. Every time we meet with the 10, we feel heaviness.
Of course, that's exactly the spiritual heaviness. And without the 10, you don't have any spiritual phenomena.
At the end of these meetings, well, we always come to a sense of unity and we don't want to disperse. And this has been going on for a long time. How can we shorten all this?
Think about it. Feel how without turning the coarseness, the rejection into connection, without that, you can't come close to the Creator at all. And nothing will happen. We must still connect. That's the main central condition. Look how much Bala Sulam writes about it. How many articles he wrote about it. So, actually, what are we preparing for? Why are we preparing?
In order to better understand the material and to know that the main thing is our connection, in order to talk about it so that we'll grasp it and that we'll have a few days to forget about it later on and get back into the work. I hope that during the convention we'll have double as much people as we have now. And besides, when we come back, then we already have records from what we've been through, and therefore we become more successful in one entry. We build the... Rising Above Ourselves, World Kabbalah Convention, 2022. Lesson number one, approaching the Creator through the network of connections. We gather here to establish a society. This is our goal, where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. This is what we start everything with. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man. Otherwise, it is impossible to bestow to the Creator. Meaning, this is the condition. Otherwise, my attitude toward the Creator will not be one of bestowal. I first of all need to learn and position myself to bestow to another person, and then I can bestow to the Creator, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. There's a condition here. Either I love myself or I love the friend. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance, specifically us, the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah, the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the force of love and bestowal, for it to be among us, not in each of us specifically, that's impossible, but only between us.
Yes, dear love, tell me please, what does it mean that the Shekhinah is dwelling between us? How to get such a state?
Try to bestow to everyone and to feel that everyone is really yours, that it's all yours, and not that you feel yourself, but you feel everyone, that those that are outside of you, that this is the real you, that right now you have a false perception, flawed perception that you feel yourself. It's like that you're being lied to, not being allowed to see the truth. And you break out of yourself and you want to connect to others and be among them. And that's how you discover the real world, the world of truth.
Как все время держать вот эту вот цель? Вот здесь же и пишет Бааль Сулам, что мы
How to hold the goal before me all the time? Because Baal HaSulam says that we were rewarded in getting to a group that has one purpose, for the divinity to dwell between us. So how to constantly hold it before our eyes in the tent, in every action in the Congress, that it'll ring between us?
We don't have anything else. We only have the lie, the opposite, but the Shekhinah is the revelation of the Creator. The Creator is the force of love and bestowal that is revealed to the measure to which there are egoists that overcome their ego and connect above their ego to each other. And then they become a kli for the revelation of the upper force that is revealed in them according to their ovut, coarseness, meaning according to the rejection between them that does not purify, the coarseness doesn't purify, and to the measure to which they connect above the coarseness, nonetheless, forcefully, and then according to the difference in potential, to the measure to which they reject each other and want to come close to one another. So in the gap between the two, the Creator is revealed. That's why it's called come and see, bo ure, that you always. negative.
Ну вот мы собрались на конгрессе, там у нас как бы нет особой какой-то ненависти там прямо.
Let's say we've gathered in the Congress and we don't have some special hatred towards one another.
That's not good. Not good. It means that we're not revealing spirituality. It's a sign that we're not revealing spirituality, and not that you need to feel corporeal hate, like you might imagine. You need to feel spiritual hate toward each other. Revealing the ego is a spiritual force. It's not that I simply don't want to be connected to others that are disturbing me in life. That's completely incorrect. There is something here that is above nature, that the force of hate and the force of love are spiritual forces. In our world, we don't feel them. What we have is either rejection or an animal inclination toward each other on the animate level. But on the speaking level, no, we don't have it. That's only in spirituality, and this is something that we'll yet need to reveal.
So we're learning about a spiritual connection, and you're describing the Shekhinah, where we melt in each other. What is spiritual hatred then?
Hate is that what comes instead of love as a result of the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, in which once we were connected, so much so that we were truly one. And then, gradually, that hearing anything about them from them, hate is vis-a-vis to love. Such great love. So in our world, what we see is corporeal hate, but in spirituality, it is a force that rejects a person from others terribly, terribly. That you start looking at others, that they hate you and you hate them, and you can't approach them. It's like a magnet that rejects you. And you can't stand looking in their direction, can't listen to what they say, the sound of them, their scent, you can't stand any of it. This is the opposite of love, because it stems from the shattering of the Kli of Adam HaRishon, the system that's in front of us. Something very special. So we need to prepare ourselves for such revelations, eruptions of hate and rejection, and for us to deal with it. Deal with it.
Thank you. You said to prepare ourselves. How can we prepare ourselves if the hatred is going to be revealed? We might think it's corporeal hatred, that a person is wrong at something.
It doesn't matter, spiritual or corporeal hate, love covers all crimes. I need to reach a state where I near anyone who is at least from the Bnei Baruch group, men, the same among women.
Yeah, but you said we need to prepare ourselves for revelation of spiritual hatred.
No. We can discover hate only to the measure to which we aspire for connection. Then the opposite forces will become revealed to us. But if we do not reveal the forces of hate, then it's going to be hard for us. But we'll discover it on the way, When we want to connect with each other, then certainly each of us will discover how much he wants to run away from all these exercises, how unappealing it is. And here we need to deal with this feeling and connect nonetheless.
So the hatred comes as a result of yearning?
Of course, we don't reveal the true spiritual hate until we discover our inclination toward connection.
So can we say that if I don't reveal it, so I'm not there yet?
Certainly, no question about it, that we still don't want to truthfully come to spirituality, at least to the very first degree, not even the first degree, even 1% of the...
Thank you, Rav. In the quote, it said that love is only by self-annulment. So how? What's the easiest way, the quickest way to go from concern to me to concern to the friends?
The best thing is if the friends show you an example and you'll envy them. You'll envy how much they care for each other. And from that, you'll learn only through example.
If I understood correctly, so even if it's hard, I act and ask for the friends to also...
Of course, they too need to act, and from this kind of, by playing it out, as a result, you'll gradually start learning how can these things happen.
Good morning, friends. I want to scrutinize what we read by the Rabash. It's not clear at all. He's saying that the love of others can only happen through self-annulment, that each one has to be low on one hand. On the other hand, we have to be proud that we are studying Kabbalah. Can you explain what it means to be in lowliness and then to be proud? What's that state?
Because here you're relating to two opposite and different phenomena that are in oppositeness to each other. On the one hand, you're referring to our ego. On the other hand, you refer to the force of bestowal of the Creator. On the one side, there is the force of hate. On the other hand, love. So in each and every state, you can see a thing and its opposite.
What does it mean to be in lowliness?
Because you see how incapable of coming closer to the friends you are in order to show love toward them. That you don't feel love, that's one thing. But another thing is that you can't near them. Try to near them and see how incapable you are. And try again and see again how incapable you are. Try to do it time and time again in different ways. And you'll see that you do it tops in order for, it's because the power of pride or your sense of pride is pushing you to do it. That you want to show them how you're doing these kinds of things for them to respect you. But if you examine yourself later on, you see that all in all, it is your pride, your ego, and that's it. Learn a bit about yourself, from yourself. Ita 1.
Buongiorno Rav. Buongiorno amici.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Question from the 10. If the Creator tries to divide us, what shall we do? Let us divide us or go against?
To
resist the divisiveness, the distance between us that the Creator wants to turn us against each other in order for us to defeat Him. This is called, my sons have defeated me. So, let's defeat Him this way. And last, Mach 17.
Thank you, Rav, that you let us ask. Good morning, World Kli. What is the form of self-annulment that has to take place before the Congress?
My preferable form of annulment before the Congress is that I, at least for the days of the Congress, or even now, we have 10 days left to the Congress, that I want to annul myself toward the entire world clean, toward all of Bnei Baruch. And then, when I enter them like a drop of seed in the womb, this is where I want to develop. And this way, I really hope that I will be, that I will reach a state where I will be able to finally know what spirituality is, that the Creator will fulfill me, both on the inside with the upper light, this hymn, and also on the outside. It's the force of Ima, Bina, the womb, and that's how I'll start developing. I really want to be able to develop in this lifetime, right now, with the group, that the Creator gave me all the necessary conditions. The only thing left for me to do is that I'll do what I can do and pray with all the friends for Him to do this kind of work on us, for Him to develop us, right? This is something that exists only in our work and only in the desire from the Creator, and we can force Him to take care of us, and this is what we'll need to work on. So let's advance toward the next day. We'll go over the first lesson, maybe we'll be able to go over the second lesson too, and we'll just follow our plan. And I'm really asking, please read all these excerpts during the day. Each in particular and all of you together, we need to know them. To know them, to all the time try and put them in our mind and from our mind to our heart.